You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
David Wells has pitched a perfect game. 27 up, 27 down. Baseball immortality for David Wells. And the Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
Hey, what do you say we do this on a Tuesday morning? Congrats, UConn. You're the champions of the world. The Eddie Scazzeri, how are you? I'm curious, Al, if you're going to start where I think you're going to start.
I was going to start, Jerry, with sort of an eclipse situation.
Oh, really?
Well, just that I saw that, you know, the Yankees pushed their game back.
To 6 o'clock, yeah.
To 6 o'clock because of the eclipse.
Yeah.
And then I saw a bunch of Yankee players staring up at Eclipse with their glasses on.
Yes.
To look at this, look at it. Right. And one of them was Juan Soto. Mm-hmm. Juan Soto!
Eclipse porn.
And I got to tell you that yesterday, Gina was very into the eclipse, so I had to be involved in the eclipse yesterday.
I'm sorry.
And I'm an older guy with eye issues as it is. I wear glasses. My eyes, I don't need them for coordination. I was nervous to look up at the eclipse with the $2 paper glasses I was given. I can't imagine. If I was Juan Soto, I'd be like, I ain't looking up at the
eclipse. I don't blame you. You got $500 million waiting for you.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm looking up at this eclipse and it's going to burn my retinas.
I know. There was one thing on the CBS Evening News the other day where there was some high school kid who created his own glasses to avoid having his retinas burned with a cereal box and aluminum foil.
Yes. Right. People were right. You got a piece of cardboard at home? I'm sorry.
I know.
You're telling me not to look at the sun because it can cause permanent eye damage, and you're handing me what looks like the old 3D movie glasses from the 50s.
Yep, pretty much.
My goodness, Jerry.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I did not leave the house. I was in the house. It didn't get dark.
Right.
It got like shady, if you will. And then it was sunny again. Whatever.
Yeah, like I looked up at it with the glasses and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. But
now
like
what?
Gina wanted to do it for 45 minutes. We were out there. Look at it again. I'm like, okay. What?
And now?
And what about? No. Oh, it's almost complete. Oh, okay. And then she's looking at me like I'm some kind of jerk because I wasn't in all looped into the eclipse.
You make me feel better, though, because I sit there, I wonder, like, why do I not care about this?
Right.
Like, I don't care about anything.
That's how I feel.
And I know that's a problem, but, like, I just, whatever. It's 4 minutes and it's over. Move on.
That's what I thought. I already looked. I said, okay, 325 is when it's going to hit. Well, at 240, she goes, oh, it's already starting. We got to start looking now. It's going to be completed at 325.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, my God.
Plus, there were clouds by me.
Yeah, we did have some clouds.
It was not a clear day, at least by me, and I don't even think at the time I could even see it.
Yeah.
Had I wanted to. So, whatever.
But the good news is Juan Soto did stare at the eclipse.
His eyes are good.
Hit a home run.
First Yankee Stadium home run as a Yankee.
Did he have one as not a Yankee?
Yeah. I believe, 100%. I think with the Padres, he did.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, that's a good question. I assumed he did. Maybe not. Yeah. Well, now I got to check that.
Well, to Google
that might have been a bad assumption by me.
What did you think I was going to do? Because you said, "Oh, I."
Oh, I thought for sure you were going to start with the dog pooping on the plane, and they had to divert the plane and land somewhere else.
That.
You didn't see that story? This is right up your alley.
Oh man!
I promise, Mets. Yeah, we'll get to the Mets and Yankees. So the Mets won in Atlanta. How about that?
That was cool.
Yeah, there was a plane that left. It was left Houston bound for Seattle. Dog on the plane does its business. The stench was so awful they had to turn the plane back around and land in Dallas. It took them 2 hours to clean the plane.
From a dog pooping?
Yeah. Yep.
This must have been a big-ass dog.
Or maybe it was diarrhea. I don't know. I didn't get that far into the article, but I saw that. I'm like, here's where he's starting.
See, a human going on a plane, I would think. Ugh. That's a problem.
Yeah, well, you do it in the bathroom. They got weird sprays.
Well, I'm saying
there.
If they did it not in the bathroom.
Oh, right. And this was in first class, too.
Oh, man.
Hmm.
Man, imagine you paid for a first-class ticket and a dog duping in there.
Well, that's what happened.
Right in the aisle or right in the seat.
So I'm surprised that that would be
I didn't even see that, Jerry. Mm. See, this is what I mean. I back off social media for a day.
I saw it in the paper.
And all of a sudden, I'm missing dogs pooping on planes.
I didn't see it on social media. It was in the Post.
Man, I feel like I missed out.
Well, you missed that story, yes.
All right.
But you didn't miss out on the other stuff. You got everything else.
I got the other things,
you got
think.
The other stuff.
Yeah, so the Yankees, that was an easy win, Jerry. The Marlins just terrible.
They're 1-10. They hung with them for three innings. And then the fourth, you got the three. You know, Anthony Volpe is the – I know he's not batting 600. I don't want to go nuts. And it's, what, 11 games, 10 games, whatever it is. He right now, he leads Major League Baseball with a .417 batting average.
Is that right?
Yeah. Again, small sample size, but he's been phenomenal.
Very small sample
batting
size.
Batting .417.
Did you like that Juan Soto was signing autographs out in right field right before the first pitch?
I think Juan Soto is, if you've seen any of the video of him in right field – with the fans, the way he's turning and talking to them and yelling at them and gesturing towards them, doing things like that. I think he is loving his time here.
Yeah, it was great. I saw him, I saw a video from the fan perspective out there in right field of him signing autographs as Nestor Cortes was practically going into his windup for first pitch. Then he glanced over. He's like, oh, the game's starting.
Gotta go, guys.
Let me get my glove on.
He is a fan favorite. He's going to hit, and they're going to love him. And whoever, I don't know if he's going to stay with the Yankees, but whoever gets him, they're going to pay a fortune for him.
Do you think you'd like to be an outfielder or an infielder? Like, if you're an outfielder, you're right near the fans, right? Do you think that? Do you think you would enjoy that, or you'd rather be in the infield where no one's bugging you?
Well, let me ask you this. Am I Juan Soto or Joey Gallo?
You're Juan Soto.
Well, then, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
But even Juan Soto's going to go through a period.
He will.
Right, where he's not hitting.
There's no question. But here's why you want to be Juan Soto this year. The fans want you back. So even if you go into an 0-for-24 slump, you're not. I really don't think they're going to boo him unless he's 0-for-100 and the Yankees are losing.
Right, they'll be afraid to chase him away with boos.
That's what I think. I mean, they've booed everybody. They've booed Mickey Mantle, Derek Jeter. They'll boo their own mom. But I think in this case, they want Soto back so bad, I think that they will treat him with kid gloves.
So he's in the best possible position.
I think so.
He's hanging out in the short porch.
Mm-hmm.
Fans are right on top of you.
Yep.
They're
and he's producing.
Him. He's producing. Mm-hmm. He's signing autographs.
Pretty good to be Juan Soto right now.
Got that right, Jerry.
Think about that difference of the two. I mentioned Joey Gallo. Gallo and Soto. Both are power hitters, except Gallo is a home runner, a zero. And Soto does everything. And just the energy and the personality, and they love him. Joey Gallo, the fans hated the moment they got him. Never wanted him. What a difference.
So two different experiences.
Oh, my God. You're not kidding.
I did think Juan Soto trot around the bases after his home run. A little slow.
A little lengthy?
A little lengthy. He's doing hops. I'd have plunked them the next time, Jerry. Just send a message.
I think if you're the Marlins, I wouldn't be plunking anybody. How about you try and win a game?
That would be good.
They're 1-10.
1-10 now. All right. They were 1-9 coming in.
They got their first win Sunday. I mean, think about that.
When do they play the Mets? They'll probably get into a hot streak.
Who's this? The Marlins?
The Marlins.
Probably soon. Yeah. I mean, I don't know the Mets schedule offhand. If I know they're playing them this weekend. I don't know. But you know they're going to play them a lot. So, no, let the Mets keep doing what they're doing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, the Mets won an impressive game yesterday. I saw Brandon Nimmo hit two home runs, Jerry. Not one, but two.
Two game-tying home runs.
Two game-tying home runs. Yeah. Then a guy named DJ Stewart, who I'd never heard of before last night.
Because you don't watch. He's their DH right now until J.D. Martinez gets here.
Because J.D. Martinez right now is in an oxygen chamber.
Getting his body
just
right.
Really getting right. He's going from cold plunge to sauna.
Yeah.
To cold punch to sauna to red light therapy, trying to get ready to swing a bat.
Yeah.
J.D. Martinez. Maybe we just keep DJ Stewart then. This guy hit a home run. He's got a little bit of a belly on him, I saw.
DJ Stewart's a big guy.
Big
fella.
He's
not quite as big as Vogelback.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, I think is with the Blue Jays now. Saw him against the Yankees this weekend. He's not quite as big as Vogelback, but he's a big guy.
Yeah. I do like a bigger... Especially DH. The guy's not playing the field. Let's get
here's the problem
out there.
Here's the problem with DJ Stewart. Where do you think he's a DH? Where would you bat a DH usually?
Third or fourth or fifth.
How about seventh or ninth?
You can't bat a...
He was batting ninth over the weekend as their DH. Last night he was seventh, basically because Joey Wendell can't hit, and he batted, I think, eighth or ninth. But he, as your DH, I am with you. You want your DH, it's going to be 3-4-5, 2-3-4-5, like somewhere in the middle of the lineup. They put him at the end.
Yeah, that's
but
weird.
He hit the home run last night.
That's like when I forget which manager was pulling this trick. Maybe Tony La Russa, where he was batting his pitchers like seventh or eighth, where he was doing that weird thing.
Yeah, but you do have, there have been cases where pitchers are actually decent hitters. Like the Giants did that. I think, didn't Bruce Bochy do that with, Madison Bumgarner. And I think Bumgarner also... When they played an American League team, I think he stayed in the lineup.
To hit.
I think he did. I could be wrong about that. But Bumgarner was one, like, he was a good hitting pitcher. There are a few that are like that. Not many.
Jacob DeGrom, when he's not injured.
Jacob DeGrom could hit.
Can hit.
Yeah. Now, with the DH, it's different, obviously, the universal DH. But, yeah, it's depends on what you got and who you got.
The Mets had a pitcher, I believe his name was Walt Terrell.
Yes, that's
when I was a kid, right?
Absolutely.
I think he hit two home runs in a game.
In a game?
One time.
Look at your recall.
I feel like I
you have no idea who DJ Stewart is, but you're recalling Walt Terrell.
In Wrigley, by the way.
In Wrigley, he did it? See, Eddie remembers too. That was like a big. It's so weird what things.
You remember?
Yeah. Just like we'll always remember the Bartolo Colon home run.
In San Diego, down the left field line. You're absolutely
right. We're just always going to remember that.
You're right.
Somewhere down the road, Jerry, in 30 years, some young punk will be doing sports talk and be like, I remember. Well, he'll be younger. But he'll be like, I remember when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I was really little, but this big fat pitcher, Bartolo Colon, hit a home run.
You know what I remember about that? Gary Cohen calling it one of the greatest moments in baseball history. Think about that.
I feel like I need to watch that during the break.
Yeah.
Just to see the trot.
And him run around the bases.
Yeah.
What if I asked you right now, you got 3 seconds to think about it. What would be the first, like, Met memory, like a play? I know you just mentioned Walt Terrell, but what comes to mind first if I say Mets, go?
Probably, the 86 Mets for me. But if my earliest memory would probably be a Dave Kingman home run in Wrigley Field where he would put one on the street.
And for me, I think about the Mets beating the Dodgers and Fernando Valenzuela in like 1982, going to that game. It is funny.
Where our baseball memories are.
I'd say another one that I always think of too, and you can argue fair, foul, whatever, with the Santana no-hitter. I remember putting that game on. Boys were little, and I think they were in bed already. I think Kim was upstairs already with them, and I put that game on in, like, the fourth inning. And he goes to the mound, no hits yet. And I remember watching every inning, and it just felt like something was going to happen that night. And I remember sitting there, locked in, watched the post game. That's another one. I think it was a Friday night or Saturday night, because I don't think we worked the next day. But that's another one, just sitting there watching, that I'll never forget. I don't know why.
Right, you'll remember that forever, Jerry. You'll be an 80-year-old man.
I do remember that forever, yes.
And the Braves celebrated, I guess yesterday was the 50th anniversary of Hank Aaron's 715th.
Yeah, Dusty Baker was in the booth with Keith and Gary.
Oh, is that right?
In, I forget what inning it was, the fourth inning, whatever. And he was great, recalling stories of Hank Aaron and what he meant to him. And they had the 715 in center field, which was really cool. So, yeah.
And the Braves wore those uniforms.
They did.
That Hank Aaron mm-hmm. wore that night.
And who was the, was it Craig Sager? Who was the reporter that ran onto the field?
You got it.
It was Craig Sager, a young Craig Sager, that ran onto the field with all the fans.
Yeah. How about they just let fans run around the bases with them?
Well, that's what I said the other day to the guys. It's like I was watching that documentary, and when you're looking at the highlights of 86, and they clinched the division, and then when they win the series over the Astros, like, everyone's running onto the field. Like, that's not that long ago. And now, I mean, my God, you get arrested.
Oh, yes. You get tackled and arrested.
Yeah.
Although when a bunch go at one time, it's very difficult to.
Yes, but now they have so much police presence that that's not happening.
Hmm.
Not going to happen.
Does that feel like 50 years ago, Jerry, or no?
What, the 86?
No, the Hank Aaron situation.
Well, considering I just turned 50, yeah.
And you were you said you remembered that as
I don't remember that as I do not remember that.
That you really enjoyed the Hank Aaron. You had asked your parents to stay up late that night.
There was, do you remember, maybe not, do you remember a toy that used to be an old robot?
Mm-hmm.
It stood like a foot or 2 feet tall, and you used to put like not 8 tracks, but there were some sort of tapes that would go in it, and it would play sports highlights. That's where I learned of the Henry Aaron thing.
A sports robot?
Yes. Yeah. I don't know what that is. But it was like a speaker, but that's what it was. I can't think of what it was
and
called.
And it gave you like sports history.
Yes.
From a robot.
The tapes, you would put it in, and it's 7:15. There's a new home run champion, and it's Henry Aaron. Yeah, that's how I first knew of that.
I mean, I might need to go on eBay and get an old sports robot.
Yeah, I forget what it was called. Orby
the sports robot.
I'm going to try and look
it up. Would he tell you other things? Like if you had the right cartridges, could you get like about the JFK assassination?
Probably, but I had the sports one. Lou Gehrig's speech I had. That was one.
Hmm.
So, yeah, the U.S. beating Russia.
Oh, that's a good one.
In the Olympics. That was one that I had. So there were all these different like sports calls on this one. Again, it was something between a cassette and an 8-track. I don't know what the hell it was. And you put it in and you would press it and it would just kind of play the call.
I'll give you two more classic baseball things. You tell me if you remember watching these.
Okay.
Do you remember when Pete Rose got the hit that broke the record?
I do not. I don't.
Do you remember Ricky Henderson's steal that broke the record?
Here's what I remember about that. I wasn't watching it. I just remember him getting up and picking up the base.
Yeah, getting the actual base.
But I feel like that I probably saw that on This Week in Baseball.
Yeah. Right, we probably didn't see it live.
No, I think that was a TWIB thing. And maybe the same thing with Rose. I feel like, you know, now we're so used to watching everything we want. You almost wonder what we remember as just a highlight on Saturday morning as opposed to what we actually did watch on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, and like the Pete Rose thing, like let's say that happened on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And This Week in Baseball was on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Did we not even know between Tuesday and Saturday that it had happened? Or would our newspaper would have had that?
I don't remember. My guess would be my father probably would have told me. Just because we were playing baseball, he was coaching, we talked a lot of baseball, I would think so.
Hey, Jerry, we got a new hit king.
And it's Pete Rose. Yes.
Yeah. I remember that was like a blooper. I think that was against the Padres for some reason. I'm remembering Pete Rose.
You have these very good memories. You're probably right.
Whoop, a little blooper.
Probably right about that.
The hit king, Jerry.
And then there was a game. You talk about other things you remember. I went to Philadelphia with my father at the Vet, and this was before tickets got out of control. We sat front row behind home plate, like a 1-0 game, and I remember the game took like an hour and 48 minutes, and I felt like we were cheated.
Slightly cheated, right. Look at these great seats I have, and this is the fastest game in the history of baseball.
It was so fast. I think they won 1-0 or 2-0 or something like that, and the game was over in a blink. Like, boy, don't blink. You might miss something.
I'll give you one more.
Yeah.
The Kirk Gibson home run. That was awesome. That might be my favorite ever baseball highlight.
That one I do remember watching. I don't remember where I was, but I do remember seeing that. Absolutely.
I mean, the drama that was built up around that.
No, and the way he's limping to the plate and then limping around the bases, and he's got the one swing against the A's. Yeah, I do remember that, because that was also the time where the A's were the honestly the hated team with McGuire and Canseco. You felt like they were almost unbeatable, and yet there were the Dodgers.
I think I'd put the ball going through Buckner's legs and the Kirk Gibson home run as my top two baseball highlights ever.
Yeah, the problem with the Buckner one is the Mets weren't losing that game even if he makes the play. Like, they had already tied the game. I could be wrong, but I feel like a lot of people think that Bill Buckner lost that game by not fielding the ground ball.
And then it was game seven, by the way.
Right.
That's the other thing we think.
It's game six, and the Mets had already come back and tied. I'm not saying they would have won, and I'm not saying, I mean, clearly they lost on that play. I know that. But it's not like if he makes that play, the Red Sox break the curse and win the World Series. All that would have done was we go to the next inning. And they might have won anyway. I don't know. But I feel like that gets lost, and also the fact that it wasn't Game 7.
Yeah.
And Game 7 was almost anticlimactic because the Mets went out and beat them and hit. I think Darryl hit a home run early in that game in Game 7, and it was just kind of like Mets are world champions. But Game 6 was why. You know what? That video, we got to take a break. That video of the 86 Mets, so dramatic with the whole, they show you the ice, the champagne on ice in the Red Sox locker room, and then the Mets one out, two out. And then all of a sudden, here comes a base hit and another base hit. It's pretty wild. So there you go. Met memories and baseball memories.
Oh, baseball memories. And you got to mention This Week in Baseball, which is always awesome.
A little twib. All right, quick break. Al's got to tell you something. We'll come right back with more right here on The Fan.